It's your
blue
and
you
don't know where
to
go.
To
what
don't
you
go
where?
Fashion system. Put it on the Ritz.
So you might want to know what that is. We found that take on an Irving Berlin standard at a website, dictionaryokie.com, home of the singing dictionary. If you're still confused, meet David Dixon, the man who registered that site. David, welcome to OTM.
Hi, Bob.
Okay, cut that out.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
All right, a singing dictionary, dictionaryokie. Why? What? Why?
Well, why not? I'm on this mailing list called Snuggles, who are fans of a band called Negative Land, who became somewhat famous, or rather infamous, 10 years ago when they sampled U2 and were sued for it. Well, anyway, a number of us also do the same kind of audio work that is electronic cut-and-paste collage. And last summer, a fellow named Jim Allenspach found that Merriam-Webster, the dictionary, online, has pronunciation samples for the words in the dictionary. All these little words were pronounced by real people. And he said, you know, we could do something with this. Here's an example. I Feel Good by James Brown.
I
feel good.
I knew
that
I would. I
feel good.
I knew
that
I would.
And needless to say, I did a spit take when I heard it.
It's magnificent. And the incredible thing is you lose none of the soul from the original.
Oh, yes. It makes you want to get down and boogie. Absolutely.
It's hilarious. Tell me again the point.
The point is to have fun. Be subversive in a winking way. But it's a good example of really how harmless sampling can be.
Now, your goal, apparently, is to be proponents of universal fair use. You support your inalienable right to sample other recording artists' material.
Yes. I believe that the average person has the right to comment on the culture they live in. I mean, if we make I Feel Good, is it going to make someone less likely to buy a James Brown album? I don't think so. Obviously, you can't copyright words in the dictionary. Can you copyright the recordings of the words in the dictionary? I don't know.
Well, putting aside for a moment whatever political or artistic statement you as a group are making, you certainly have tackled one of the most controversial issues of the entire singing dictionary genre. I refer, of course, to pronunciation.
You like tomato, and I like
tomato.
You like potato, and I like potato.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Potato.
Potato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Well, I guess that proves it. The word is pronounced potato, but it takes a little bit of the edge out of Cole Porter's lyrics, doesn't it?
That's part of the point. If you break the song down to its bare essentials, you know, what do you have left? A cheesy MIDI background music with soulless and very strangely inflected voices on top of it.
Is it also very time-consuming?
It can be. If you just want to slap something together, you can do so in a day. Well, some people spend several days working on their tracks.
How do you make a living?
I'm a physics professor at Marquette University.
That's not what I expected you to tell me. So I'm going to take a wild stab and say the physics professor part of you is not exactly a laugh riot.
Oh, actually, I am a laugh riot.
What's your best physics instruction gag?
Oh, let's see. I remember once when I was discussing vectors. I was doing it in real space by walking around in the room. For example, a vector could be one step forward, one step up, and then three steps, mister, three steps towards the door. I didn't say it was funny, but...
No, I'm holding my side. David, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Didn't we talk about this already?
Sorry. Thank you.
David Dixon is one of the artists who run and contribute to dictionaryokie.com.
I want to rock and roll
all
night.
Party
every
day.
I
want
to rock and roll
all
night.
And party
every
day.
I
want
to rock and roll
all
night.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Janine Price and Katya Rogers with Sean Landis and Michael Cavanaugh.